Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, if you haven't heard it, President Vladimir Putin told Donald Trump that mail-in voting was bad and that machines shouldn't count ballots. So Donald Trump, of course, truth posted today that mail-in voting is bad and that we shouldn't use computers to count ballots. We should use humans. Because I know that doing complex math in my head is always more reliable than using a calculator. My goodness, the attacks on America's election integrity by Donald Trump are now legion, well-documented, and indisputable as a matter of fact. Because Donald Trump and Republicans can see the writing on the wall that they are losing long time losing demographically and losing on the issues, they now cheat. All of this stuff is about keeping otherwise validly registered citizens from voting, the voter purges, the seizing of election machines, which, by the way, Attorney General Bill Barr refused to do back in 2020, and I'm certain Attorney General Pam Bondi would do at Donald Trump's direction. Right, like this is all part of this very long pattern. One of the tools in the toolkit used to astounding success by Republicans. Democrats have done it too. And let's be clear, gerrymandering by Democrats is abhorrent and terrible. And most of us spoke up very clearly when New Jersey did it after this last election. But what we've got now is Texas for the first time saying that they're going to engage in mid-decade redistricting with the express purpose of stripping Democratic seats from the House of Representatives that people in Texas elected. It is another way to nullify votes. Democrats in California now threatening to do the same. What should Democrats do? Take the high road, continue to fight gerrymandering, which is terrible. I hate it. And have continued their push for independent redistricting committees so that voters pick their elected officials and not the other way around? Or do Democrats need to fight fire with fire? My special guest, Matt Rothschild, longtime progressive who worked for so much of his life to end gerrymandering, he says we have to take the high road here. I don't. This is not one of the high roads for me. I view this as existential. I view this as creating really, really extraordinary threats to our very election systems, our census systems, and Congress, because it has been captured through gerrymandering, is failing to carry out its constitutional duties. Something has to be done, and Democrats can't simply lay down. This debate playing out on social media as well. Sachin Chaitta, who used to run the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, getting into a respectful debate with my colleague Dan Schaefer on X this afternoon about this very issue. So what are your thoughts? 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Let's see what you all have to say. Cody in Madison says this. I disagree with Matt. They have to do it. Look at the last election in all the states like Georgia where they challenge people to stop them for voting and the purging of voter rolls. We forget we have same-day voter registration, and most states do not have that same ability to get the voters on the rolls on the same day. What do you say that to that?
Well, I mean, it boils down to how are we going to convince people to break with Trump? And by getting into the gutter and doing what the Republicans are doing, I just don't think, first of all, I think it's wrong, and I believe that, you know, the end doesn't justify the means. Secondly, I think it's a loser because I think the people who are decisive, that is the people who are in the middle, are going to look at this and say, well, yeah, the Democrats are just like the Republicans. They showed us that again by doing this. And we need to convince people that, you know, Democrats stand for something better. We stand for fair elections. We stand for banning gerrymandering, which is incredibly popular across ideological lines. And then we want to make the economic case that people's lives would be a lot better if they followed what Democrats want to do with the economy than what Trump is doing. I do certainly believe we're in an existential crisis here. I've been warning for 10 years that Trump was a fascist. Yeah. And lo and behold, he's a full-blown fascist right now. The question is, how do we stop him? And, I think we need to rally people. And that's why I'm heartened today that the, Archbishop of Kansas City and the bishops of Kansas City all came out with a statement that said, Trump's policy on immigration is abhorrent and against the Bible. We need more faith-based people to speak up on that. I actually just did a podcast for Civic Media on this very subject with four faith-based leaders here in Wisconsin. But we need a mass movement, faith-based, labor-based, all across the country that's going to rise up against Trump and stop Trump. This thing on gerrymandering, I mean, who do we have to thank for this problem, really, if we look at it? It's none other than Chief Justice John Roberts, who's responsible for so much horrible things that have happened. Citizens United, the immunity decision. He wrote the decision that said federal judges can't adjudicate any claims on partisan gerrymandering, that it's beyond their reach. So he's the one who let Texas do this gerrymandering. He's the one who's letting California do this gerrymandering. And it's just another appalling epitaph for Chief Justice Roberts.
Yeah, he the Roberts Court, I agree with you, Matt, will go down and be recorded as one of the worst for basic human rights and the institution of democracy, small
totally.
D, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just an absolute train wreck. Some folks on the text lines, Len from Madison, fighting fire with fire can be an effective strategy to reduce the extent of destruction when timely and strategically used. Steve from Milwaukee, the question is, how can they fight back the Texas moves? Take them to court? It'll take too long, and too many red states seem to be talking about doing it too. Tom from Jackson, the problem is that Democrats are seen as weak. Democrats need to step up for themselves and for their country while they can still can in these desperate times. That's part of it, Matt. I've always felt that a little bit of the Democratic branding problem was the weak need and mealy-mouthed and not really showing up to fight. I am a fan of fighting Bob La Follette as well, but you again, I think all of this is incredibly fraught territory. But given that we've got a full-blown fascist in the White House and a capitulant Congress and a capitulant Supreme Court, the states and voters are going to have to do this work. I just think voters want some Democrats to show some backbone instead of laying down. And this might be that moment. And make no mistake, we got another point. Ken from Stoughton says, sadly, I think Matt made a valid point. If California ties their gerrymandering and repeal of it to Texas, there will be other states. Oh, no, 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 no. California ties their repeal of a mid-decade gerrymander to every Republican state undoing and agreeing to sign legislation and a shared timeline for getting that done. All of them. Maybe you build in these states move to independent redistricting committees, and that's a condition of pulling back. In other words, ask for more than where we're at now to get off this ledge. I think some of it has to be done simply by mathing on the seats. But gee whiz, can it get any worse than where we're at right now? Yeah, it would be the complete implosion of the United States. That is pretty much the only end that I would point at to defend these types of means. Let's go to the phones and folks join Matt and I in this debate. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jim from Appleton, you're up next, sir.
Hi, Matt. I've been fighting gerrymandering since the 70s when the Democrats were heavy into it. It was nothing like it is now because now they have computers that can select for precise lines. Is at this point, until we can get a national no gerrymandering law, I got to agree with gerrymandering to fight the Republicans. Because I know that the Republicans will never go for a no gerrymandering law unless they're under the same kind of pressure the Democrats feel today.
Thanks so much, Jim. If you couldn't hear Jim, what he said was basically you have to engage in the mid-decade gerrymandering. We got to fight fire with fire, because unless there is some pressure or lever on Republicans, they will continue to do just what Donald Trump wants them to do, which is to cheat. Matt, your thoughts on Jim's comments?
Well, I appreciate Jim's call. I appreciate the fact that he's worked on this gerrymandering issue for a long time. But I just remain convinced that it's not going to help us that much to engage, get in the gutter with Republicans on the gerrymandering issue, because I think Trump is still going to act like a dictator. And I think what we need to do is convince the vast majority of Americans to resist Trump and resist fascism. And what we need to do is bring those people over, and we're not going to bring them over if we just act as dirty and nasty as the Republicans are in Texas. So, I mean, we're all in agreement about the danger that we face. And I think at some point soon, Donald Trump is going to invoke the Insurrection Act, which he can do alone. And the House of Representatives is going to stop him if it's in Democratic hands. So we need to be aware of all the dangers. And what are we going to do then? And that's kind of the issue I'm focusing on right now.
I hear you, Matt. I hear the pain. I think I still disagree because, again, I think that the Democrats, if they properly position this and talk about it plainly, say, we will de-escalate. You have to agree to do so, too. Otherwise, we're just laying down and taking it. Unilateral disarmament. I mean, I view this very much in the lens of political diplomacy and trying to reach a peace negotiation. By the way, folks, that's the through line between part one on the show and this part. How do you actually get to a negotiated peace? And sometimes, Democrats, you gotta show up with a gun to a gunfight. Let's see if we can get some more callers in here. Mark from Prairie du Sac, thanks for your patience, sir. Go ahead.
No problem. I suggest CG actually read the Constitution, because the Constitution dictates every 10 years we have a census and we do the enumeration then. And 14.2 of the Constitution, you know, Amendment 14.2 of the Constitution says that citizens have the right to vote and elect their representatives. And I would suggest that the voter purges that they're doing are actually a violation of the Constitution under 14.2. You know, and I don't care what the Texas Constitution says. U.S. Constitution supersedes what the Texas Constitution says in this matter. I mean, that it is just discussing those representatives represent the citizens of the state of Texas. Donald Trump is not entitled to those representatives. The citizens of the state of Texas are entitled to their own representation.
Mark makes the point that Trump said he is entitled to 5 seats.
Yes.
Talk about entitlement.
His exact wording, I'm entitled to 5 seats. No, Donnie, you're not. When we come back, we bring it a little closer to home. We talk about Justice Rebecca Bradley's $52,000 in judicial junkets to Hawaii, Alaska, Florida, Colorado, and more. Is this a problem, or is it just Dan Bice muckraking? We discuss on the other side with Matt, my special guest, host of Wisconsin Forward, and me, Maggie Dawn.